Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. God put a rainbow in the sky. Glory, glory, glory. God put a rainbow in the cloud for me. Hallelujah. We're going to take that personal. God put a rainbow in the cloud for you. God want to do some things in your life. God want to change some situations. But the Lord is saying, come to me, come to me, come to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Listen to me so I will speak. I'll speak and you will hear, and a stranger you will not follow. Hallelujah. Allow the rainbow in the sky to be personal. Allow God to step in your situation. Allow God to rule in every area of your life. Say, Lord, I submit my way, my will unto you. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus because we understand that it's all about the things of God. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about having his way in his timing and in your day. Amen. I'm going to get right down to the word of God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, as we come to you, Lord God. We submit our ways to you, Lord God, and we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your awesome power. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit. And we thank you, Lord, you say in your word that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. So, Father, as I go forth with the word of God, keep me hidden behind the cross. Lord God, let your will be seen. Let your name be known, Lord God, so that men will glorify you is in heaven. Amen. Allow the Lord to put a rainbow in the sky for you. Allow the Lord to put a rainbow in the sky for you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to this.
God put a rainbow in the sky. When it looks like the sun will not shine anymore. God put a rainbow in the sky.
Yes, yes, put a rainbow in the sky.
God put a rainbow in the sky. When it looks like the sun will not shine anymore. God.
Somebody say, won't he do it?
Come on.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, in the sky. Glory to God. We're going to be talking about God put a rainbow in the cloud for me. Amen. If you'd be so kind to turn your Bibles, and I pray that you have your Bible with you. We're going to ask you to turn to Genesis 9. You know, in the midst of what appears to be winning, God will always show up. God will always conquer. Yes, he'll always allow us to win if we only believe. Amen. We want to get into this good fight of faith, not in the natural, but this fight of faith. How many are in this fight of faith? You know, I'm trying to teach the people of God to understand it's about the faith of God, the faith in God that caused the victory, that brings the victory, that bursts out the victory. It's called faith. The Bible says our faith shall please God. So let's get into this faith fight, this fight that we win by believing. Amen. I'm talking about ridiculous faith. I'm talking about that faith that surpasses all understanding. You know, that's the faith that I'm talking about. I'm talking about when it looked like the flood have overtaken you, when it looked like these situations have overtaken you, and you stand there in faith, still believing that God will do it, not that he can't do it, and not only because he hasn't done it. It's not that he's not able to do it, but God is able to do exceedingly, come on somebody, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask. And this is the part that I like, according to that faith, according to what you believe. Amen. According to the power that rests in you. I'm talking about getting into a faith fight. If you've never been in a faith fight, get in the faith fight now. Whatever you believe in God for, get with some faithful believers and fight with your faith. Amen. And you can look up and see the rainbow in the sky. I'm going to begin to read in Genesis chapter 9. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that you have your Bible. I pray that you get used to turning the pages of the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to start verse 12, and I'll read down to verse 17. Amen. And I'm reading from the NIV version. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you. He's talking about that rainbow. and every living creature with you, all of the animals, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow, hallelujah, in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the cloud, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the water become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the cloud, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the rainbow that you've set in the sky. We thank you for the covenant, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, cover them afresh. Let them not only hear you, let them see you, Lord God. Let them know your ways, your will, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, we decree it to be so. Jesus' name, we pray. Come on, somebody. Embrace that in your spirit. Embrace that in your life. That in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the overflow, in the midst of the underflow, of the undercurrent, God will put a rainbow in the sky. Amen. And the Bible says the flood. See, when you think about the flood, and even the reason for it, I want you to connect the flood with just one problem after another trying to overtake you. One death after another trying to overtake you. One incident after another trying to overtake you. You know, and then even think about the reality of it and all of the ramifications of it. See, afterwards, after it's all over, after this, it shall be glory. I want you to see it. See, God put a rainbow in the air for Noah, okay? And not only for Noah, he put that rainbow in the air for Noah and his family. So everyone connected to him. Let me say, you know, by the way of introduction, that God has put three items in the sky to speak to man, to send you and send me and to send others a message. These are signs of the time, listen, of the covenant, a covenant relationship. So I'm going to give you 3 points concerning the sign of the covenant of God. Amen. Glory to God. For God is faithful. God is moving by his spirit, and God will put a rainbow in the sky. Thank you, Jesus. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, God will do it. Glory to God. The first one is the pillar of cloud and fire. So that was a sign that God was above, and he came with the pillar of cloud. Can you imagine a pillar of cloud in the sky? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then fire in the sky, his presence. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to listen to this song, and I'm going to play it again, and I want you to get this in your spirit that God want to put a rainbow in the sky.
God put a rainbow in the sky.
Oh, hallelujah. I want you to understand that God wants you to celebrate the covenant between God and man. He'll put a rainbow in the sky. He'll send a sign to let you know that he's faithful to his promises. The pillar of cloud and the fire. It was his presence. With, above, and under. And before, behind, and in. I'll give you the scriptures, Hebrews 13 and 5. We're talking about Matthew 20 and 28. We're talking about John 14 and 18. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God will put a rainbow. And then the second point that I want to make, we're talking about the stars. You know, his preeminence. He is above all. He puts stars in the sky. And the representation of these stars, it represents that he's above all, before all, and in all, and he is all. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And in the scriptures, you can find it in Colossians 1 and 18. Glory to God. That's just one of the many scriptures. And then the third point I want to make, I want to talk about the rainbow, which represents his promise. He's a covenant keeper. And when he say he will do it, somebody say, won't he do it? He will do it. He will do it. He's faithful to his word. We're the ones that need to stay committed and faithful to what we commit to do. God is faithful to us. And he's looking for faithfulness back to him. Amen. Amen. This is the only one that remains as a promise and a commitment. Because you're not seeing pillars of cloud with fire. I mean, you might. I don't know. But nevertheless, we see the stars in the sky. But it's a constant reminder that Jesus raised up from the dead, and he raised up into the heavens as a token of God's promise. I'll say promises in salvation. Amen. The rainbow has been, perverted by the devil, by the enemy. The rainbow is a place of Jesus. The colors, I'm going to talk about the colors. From the bottom to the top. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about the color purple. And I want you to get a full understanding that each one of these colors represent something pertaining to God. Amen. You know, the devil don't want you to get this today. The enemy don't want you to understand this. But I want you to see what God is trying to do with his rainbow that's in the sky. Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would be so kind to take your Bible and let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15. Amen. 1 Timothy. Amen. I don't have my reader here today with me, but nevertheless, we're going to keep moving forward. Glory to God. Let me say, and the Bible says in 2 Timothy? Amen. We're going to look at 1 Timothy. I may have said 2, but it's 1 Timothy. 6 and 15. Amen. And the Bible says, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only, potentate and kings of kings and the Lord of lords. In his time. God's going to show up and God's going to show out. So he put that rainbow in the sky because he's sovereign. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. Let the Lord come into your life so that when you see the rainbow in the sky, you understand that this is a sign that God is still holding on to his promises to mankind. Amen. God put a rainbow in the sky, and I read to you when the flood came, God still showed his commitment to the rainbow. So the color purple represents royalty. So when you see purple in the rainbow, I want you to begin to think about the royalty of God. Amen. He's the King of Kings. So purple represents the royalty of God. Let's go to the blue that's in that rainbow. The blue represents heaven. See, he came from heaven to earth. Amen. So we want to see the blue. We want to see the blue and the purple. And when we see it, think about heaven. If you would be so kind to take your Bibles and turn to, I'm going to take you to 3 John. Amen. 3 John 3. And then go ahead and turn to, hallelujah, 13. Okay, so that's 3 John. Not St. John. Go to 3 John 3 and 13. Amen. And it's talking about heaven, the blue that represents heaven. Amen. Glory to God. And as you're finding that scripture, I want to talk about God will put that rainbow in the sky for you, for me, for a sign that he have made a commitment to us. All right, let us go to 13. And the Bible says, glory, amen. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. I wrote a 3 on there, but it's John. It's John 3 and 13. Well, the 3 stand for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. That'll always come into play. But we're talking about God will put a rainbow in the sky as a sign of his commitment, of his covenant to mankind. So just know that God have already made a commitment to you. God is looking for that commitment to be made back to him. And every time you look at that rainbow, you think about what the Lord has done, what he's going to do, what he has already done, and what he want to do in your life. Amen. It's almost like the ball, hallelujah, is in your court. And the Bible says in verse 13, and no man has ascended up to heaven. This is Jesus talking. But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. That represents that blue and that rainbow that's in the sky. Amen. God put a rainbow in the sky. There's many signs that God wants to show you that represents the rainbow is a picture of Jesus. Amen. That the rainbow is, if you look at the colors, it represents everything that God has done in the earth realm. Amen. Then let's go to the green that's in that rainbow. Amen. The green in the rainbow. I'm going to give you the scriptures, and I'll give you, you know, make notes so you can go back and check it later. You can listen to this broadcast and archives. Then you can take your time and you can just go through it. Amen. The green represents the new life. The new life. And that's John 14. Hallelujah. And 6. Amen. Amen. Listen what Jesus said in John 14 and 6. And the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So the new life, when you accept Christ, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, you begin to understand that you're embracing a new life. Green, when you see the grass grow, new growth. When you see a plant blossom, it's green, green, new life, new beginning. That's that green in the rainbow. Hallelujah. Let's go to the yellow. Yellow, 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 mellow yellow. Amen. Represents the sunlight. And in John 8 and 12, where it talks about he is the light of the world, the new light, the sunlight, the brightness. The darkness can't shine. The darkness can't shine, but the bright light of Jesus, he's the light of the world. When you go into a dark place, let your light shine so that men can see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So that light now, it should be shining on us, shining through us. Why? So it can draw glory to God. That light is all about drawing glory to God. It's not about us. It's about if you dare to let the light shine. If you dare to talk about the goodness of God, if you dare to mention his name, if you dare to walk in his glory, if you dare to get out of yourself, forget about your problems, and begin to embrace what God has already ordained for each and every one of us to do. Let's go to the color orange. Hallelujah. I bet you a lot of you didn't know this. Oh, let me give you the scripture. John 8 and 12 is the one for yellow. Amen. John 8 and 12. And then for the color orange, God want to put a rainbow in the sky for you. The orange represent warning. Warnings. I'm going to give you John 3 and 3. And then you can go look at 7. And then also look at Psalms 9 and 17, where he say, ye must be, come on, not maybe, ye must be born again. God want to change our life. What, and you know, it was once said, do I enter into my mother's womb again? You must be born again by the water, the blood of Jesus. That's how you're born again. You accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to repent. That means turn. You can't keep doing it. Turn from your ways and then acknowledge him in your ways. And guess what? He will direct your path. I'm going to give you one more color that represents the promises of God. The rainbow represents the promises. He's a covenant keeper, not a contract, but a covenant keeper, a promise. Amen. Contracts can be broken, but the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. I'm a business coach. I do contracts, and they're broken all the time due to circumstances. As human, we do the best that we can to keep contracts. And in the bottom of the contract, it say the contract can be rescinded by each party. What that mean is at any time you can relinquish the contract. Amen. But the promises of God is yes and amen. They remain today, tomorrow, and forevermore. You can hold on to those promises. If he say he's going to show up, guess what? He's Jehovah show up. That's what you want to call him. If he say he'll show out, he's Jehovah show out. Whatever you want to call him, he's all of that, because guess what? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Let him come into your life and let him lead you, direct you, so that when you walk in the peace of God, you overcome people. You want to overcome people? Then chase God. If you want to overcome situations, then run after him. If you want to overcome situations that have overcame and overtaken you, then seek his face. He said, early shall I seek thee, and then you're going to find him. Guess what? He's knocking at your door early in the morning when he touched you with a finger of his divine love. That's a knock. That's when you can taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, somebody. You know that he's good, even when we wasn't good, even when we wasn't faithful. God has always been good and right on time. But let's talk about the red. Amen. Don't we know that it's the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the only way to God. We have to embrace the blood of Jesus. That's in 1 Peter, 1st chapter, 18 and 19. And then if you want further reference, go ahead and look at Revelation 1 and 5. See, when I'm under the bow, when I'm under the rainbow, I call it the bow, I am shielded by the blood of Jesus. When I'm in submission to his authority, in submission to the high priest, I'm protected. So no matter what people say, no matter what the enemy send your way, guess what? You are under divine protection. And the enemy cannot penetrate what God has put in to protect you. Hebrews 9 and 7, you can read that and then read verse 12. But all of the colors that I talked about, all of the colors of the spectrum of the rainbow, even the color the eyes cannot see, are contained in that rainbow. We can just see just the magnitude of the colors, and Jesus will begin to color all of our lives with his great glory. When you understand that God has put a rainbow in the sky, and it has a not only a dual purpose, trifold purpose, but the purpose is for us to look up and live. See, when I look up, I must first see him. I must first see God, the King of Glory. When I look up, I'm able to embrace the will of God in my life. When I look up, I am making him sovereign. See, man cannot come to God until we can see him as a reality, as this is real. See, we got the natural realm, and then we got the spiritual realm. This is for those that know how to embrace the spiritual realm of God. Amen? Because if we stay in the natural, guess what? We'll be destroyed daily. But if we war in the supernatural, we'll win every single time, because at the end of the thing, at the end of the book, it says what? Amen. Come on, I want you to embrace your yes and amen. Go ahead on and embrace it. Because God's trying to do some things in your life. He's trying to change some things around. He just said, if you only look up. See, when we look down, I'm going somewhere. God is, he got it hooked up, okay? Even when we look down, he must see the blood of the Lord Jesus on us. When he looked down at us, and when you look down, you're humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God. So he looked down and he see nothing but the blood. And when he see the blood of Jesus, guess what? The angels begin to praise him. See, he never see us as who we are. I want you to get the picture, because we never can arrive. We never can get to that place with God, we can get into the presence of the Almighty God without the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is our protection. The blood of Jesus get his attention. The blood of Jesus speak. Guess what? The blood of Jesus still work. Let it work for you. The blood of Jesus justify us. The blood of Jesus bring glory to our life because he died and he did not stay dead. Death had no power to hold him down. I want you to tap into this realm and begin to say glory to God. Amen. 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 Let me just make mention, there's a secondary rainbow. And I want you to see this secondary rainbow. The colors are reversed. See, when I see the red, I'm reminded that the only way to get to him is through the blood of Jesus. When I look down, he look at man through the eye of the King of Kings. He is a holy, righteous God. He does not deceive us. God will judge all those who is outside of the Son of Jesus Christ. See, we get judged differently. There's two judgments, and I say it all the time. Which judgment will you be in? There's a judgment for the believers, and there's a judgment for the deceivers. Amen. The eighth. Look at 1 John 5:12. And all of these things that I'm talking about, these things are necessary for a rainbow to be developed. Amen. Look what makes a rainbow. A disturbance in heaven, which is a storm. A disturbance in heaven, which is cavalry. Amen. When the sunlight shines, there's resurrection. The sunlight of this resurrection, it shines through the drop of his shedded blood. And it produces heaven's rainbow of God's eternal grace. It's a rare occasion. The moon can produce the rainbow. I want you to look it up. Notice some facts about the rainbow. Amen. There's some facts that I want to give you about the rainbow. And I told you I wouldn't be with you long on the line, but I want you to understand that God will put a rainbow in the sky if we're able to look up and see the rainbow. See, God is watching over us. He sees everything that we do. There's nothing hidden from God. We can hide it from man, but guess what? God said, I see you. God said, I know you. I created you. I made you. I am God all by myself. And where can you go that God can't see you? Where can you go that God don't know you? God wants you to know when you're in the middle of your sin, guess what? God is looking at you. God hates sin. I got to go there. He hates sin because sin separates you from God. Sin makes you where you're slapping God's face. God said, repent. Not only do we repent, God said, turn. Not only do we turn and accept him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let me just give you a couple facts about the rainbow. But in the midst of his God revealing that rainbow to you, you began to get developed in him. You began to fall in love with him. You began to want more of him. You began to talk to him. You began to walk with him. You began to see and hear him. You begin to feel him. Every five senses are activated. Your sight, hallelujah. Your hearing, hallelujah. Your touch, your smell. You can even smell the spirit of the living God. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Amen. God will show you demons. Don't you know that there's nothing too hard for God? Amen. Let me tell you, man didn't ask for the rainbow. It was all God's ideal. It was all God. Go to Revelation 18:3-8. Then you can go see the Ephesians 2:1, talking about the natural man. See, the natural man, we can't imitate God in any way. In the natural, the Bible says a carnal man think he right in his own ways. Because guess what? That's his way. It's not God's way. You won't be able to see the glory of the rainbow because literally you're blindsided. So God wants a supernatural blessing to be upon his people. Either you in it or you out. Which one? Come on now. The shark tanks. They say, I'm out. If you're out, you're out. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. God wants us to be all the way in because the judgment is coming. He keeps sending the rainbow as signs of he won't destroy the earth with water anymore. But guess what? The earth shall be destroyed. And if you're not in his will, you shall be destroyed. If you're not in his way, you shall be destroyed. Amen? It's nothing in between it. Amen. We rationalize things. We lean to our own understanding. We won't acknowledge him in all his ways. We won't even let him direct our path. But God is still faithful. God is still God. You know, when I talk to people and I hear all the excuses, you know, I begin to pray. Because these excuses, they'll work right now. But when the Lord come back, it's too late. No more excuses. God going to say, I'm out. Who want to hear the Lord say, I'm out? That's what you'll hear. I'm out. You won't hear that good and faithful servant. Because when you had the time to do what God called you to do, you didn't do it. And I asked the Lord to burn off everything that's not like him. I asked him to crush your day. I asked him to make you be under submission to his authority. That goes for every demon in heaven and in hell. Amen. God's going to crush everything about you. And then you will be walking in his will. Amen. You know, we don't fight natural battles. We fight in the spirit realm. Can you please cut the water off, Derek? Yes, it is. It's on the air. Father, we just thank you right now that we are in your will. We're working by your spirit. And we know that you fight our battles. We know that you fight our battles. We know that you are a destroyer. We also know that you're a builder. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you put the rainbow in the sky. And we remember your promises. We remember your word. The rainbow touched heaven and earth. The rainbow cannot be taken back. And nobody can ever see a complete rainbow. So in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you that even though the rain may come, and even though the sun won't shine one day, Father, that we'll be in the center of your will. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank you that even though the enemy want to destroy you, God wants you to live. God said, I want to put a rainbow in your day. I want to put a rainbow in your life, and I want you to live in peace. I want you to live in purpose, and I want you to understand that I will not be deceived. I will not be deceived. Amen. What a man soweth, so shall he reap. So we just speak that our children are blessed. We speak that we're blessed, that the rainbow is in the sky. Amen, amen. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for just being who you are in Christ. I want you to take notice and be in anticipation for the enemy, because guess what? He's going to show up, and when he show out, God will show you the rainbow. Amen. God bless everyone. We love you. Let the peace of God rule your heart. Be not dismayed, because God is not a man that he's going to relent. He's going to show up and he's going to show out. So God bless everyone. Thank you once again. Allow the rainbow to be in your day. Allow the rainbow to lead, guide, and direct you in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Have a terrific, awesome rest of your day. God bless you.
Rainbow,
shoot,
come on now.
When in the